Welcome back to Sefer Nechemiah, where Perek Tes. We've had Sukkos, we've had the Simcha, we even had Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Remember, there is a mitzvah of Simcha, by the way. The mitzvah of Simcha on every Yom Tov. You have to give money to the poor beforehand or invite them on Yom Tov, provide them with a meal for Yom Tov. It can't just be you're happy with your meat and wine. Provide for others. Meat and wine on a Yom Tov as well. Chol HaMoed Me'ikar Adin. One doesn't need to have meat or wine on Chol HaMoed, although there's certainly a hiddur to do so. It may be the opinion of the Rambam. It sounds like it. The Shaar HaTzion says it may not be the opinion of the Rambam, but nevertheless, and one also has to buy things for their family, buy a new clothes or a present for one's wife, and snacks, something sweets, candies, nuts, the Gemara says, for kids, to get them into the Yom Tov as well. The day after Sukkot is where we have over here, the day after the inspiration. What happens? People come to Nechemiah fasting in sackcloth, mourning, it sounds like, because the newcomers had married out. If you remember, we've had this story before. They, you know, in Sefer Ezra towards the end, they separated from their foreign wives and they confessed their sin. And the Ralbag, and he often has many pieces or essays, if you like, saying the To'alos or the To'eles. What do we learn from the story? So one of the things he says over here is that we learn the expected behavior on a fast day. You learn, you know, what should you do on the fast day? You correct your actions. You know, you find what you can better yourselves on. That's what's happening here. The Torah was read to Levi and blessed Hashem. They say that his kindness performed for us. They talk about, sorry, the kindnesses he's performed for us. And that even though they've been given the duty to praise Hashem, but that's futile. No one can actually and properly praise Hashem fully. The Levim compared Hashem's kindness and Hashkacha. Even in Golus, they compare that with our ungratefulness, which doesn't come out too well for us. But nevertheless, the people are on their journey. Nechemiah has provided that spark. The Beis HaMikdash is built. Now they're encircled. The wall is good. The enemies are being thwarted. Now we have to make sure that we ourselves are engaging in self-development. We separated from foreign wives. We had our Sukkos. We had our Yom Tovim. And we're on, Baruch Hashem, the right track. Let's see what happens in Perek Yud.